What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed it is this morning's time to take a look at some of the local news stories. At least 39 people died early on Wednesday. This was after the bus that they were travelling in fell off a cliff in Gualaca in the province of Chiriquí. This was confirmed by the National Migration Service in a statement. The entity indicated that the bus that left Darien was carrying some 66 migrants to the Los Planes de Gualaca shelter. Some 36 people were injured, confirmed Gonzalo Chan, chief of the fire department in Chiriquí, and of that number 19 are men, 5 women and 12 are children. At the José Domingo de Obaldía Maternal and Child Hospital in David, 10 children arrived. Of those, 3 remain in intensive care units and 1 has undergone surgery. This news is unfortunate for Panama and for the region. The national government extends its condolences to the relatives of those who died in this accident and reiterates its commitment to continue providing humanitarian aid and decent conditions to confront irregular migration, said President Laurentino Cortizo. Several of the victims are Cuban nationals, confirmed Bruno Rodriguez, Cuban foreign minister. According to preliminary information, at about 3:30 a.m., the bus tried to make a turn on the Chiriquí-Bocas del Toro highway to return to the main entrance to the shelter. But during the manoeuvre, it lost control, collided with a coaster-type bus and fell down a ravine. The Minister of Public Security, Juan Manuel Pino, said that so far this year, 37,000 migrants have passed through the Darién jungle on their way to the United States. It's a constant flow, he said. He explained that carriers from Darién are the ones that provide the service of taking them to Chiriquí. It is the migrants who pay the carrier directly, he added. Personnel from the Public Ministry, the National Migration Service, the Ministry of Health, the National Civil Protection System, the Fire Department are in the area where this tragedy has occurred. Similarly, the Chiriquí Regional Prosecutor's Office indicated that some 40 prosecutors have been available at the site of the accident in Los Planes to expedite the procedures for removing the corpses and the transfer of the injured to hospitals. In the afternoon, the tasks of lifting the bodies continued. The transfer of the deceased will be carried out in 5 hearses bound for the judicial morgue in the city of David, where examination and necropsy work will be expected to begin. President Laurentino Cortizo approved extending the 30% discount measure to 170 medicines on the exceptional or emergency list for 6 months. It did so by signing Executive Decree 3 of the 14th of February of 2023 and after analysing the impact of the price decrease on some highly consumed drugs, reported the State Communications Secretariat. This analysis highlights that the decrease in prices of some highly consumed drugs has allowed the population to have access to them with affordable prices, for which reason said extension was considered necessary for a similar period, re-evaluating some of the original listed medication. Additionally, it was also determined to establish reference prices for some medicines. The norm indicates that the provisions of the executive decree will not apply to medicines manufactured by the national industry, nor will it apply to those generic medicines whose price is equal to or less than 60% of the price of the reference medicine as of the 20th of June of 2022. The shooting that occurred last Friday in the La Jolla and La Nueva Jolla prisons, an event which left 2 dead, one of them a national police agent, once again put its finger on the wound. The government has not been able to eradicate corruption in the country's prisons. The Ministry of Government himself, Roger Tejeda, publicly acknowledged it. And for former Superior Prosecutor Rolando Rodriguez, what happens in prisons is out of control. Rodriguez, who worked in the public ministry for more than 20 years and investigated cases such as the Coiba massacre, which occurred in January of 1998, in which 4 prisoners were beheaded, explained that the management model in handling the deprived of liberty has hit rock bottom. He considered that if there is no re-socialization alternatives, conflict situations are generated. He stressed that it is necessary to make a change in the prison management model and allow inmates to spend their time studying, learn a trade, and carry out activities that allow them to develop some kind of talent. In his opinion, another phenomenon that has a high degree of interference in the violence that is experienced in prisons are rival gangs that seek to gain space and hierarchies, and this leads to situations of confrontation when these groups mix in the same prison. Meanwhile, the former director of the penitentiary system, Angel Calderon, agreed with Rodriguez in the sense that the management model within the penitentiary centres has collapsed, since, in his opinion, none of the Panamanian prisons complies with international standards of a detention centre. Two proposals to modify Laws 45 of 1995 and 6 of 2015 related to the tax on consumption, production and export of alcoholic beverages rest in the Economy and Finance Commission of the National Assembly. These are Bills 58, presented by PRD Deputy Roberto Ayala, and 106, promoted by Tito Rodriguez of the Liberal Republican Nationalist Movement. The Economic Commission, chaired by Ricardo Torres, a representative of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, had planned to host these two initiatives on Tuesday, but the session was postponed due to lack of quorum. Ayala proposes to modify Law 45 to strengthen the retirement and pension fund of the Social Security Fund. In this sense, Draft Law 58 states, among other things, that 20% of the total collected in the excise tax on liquor consumption will go to the fund for retirees and pensioners, and up to 6% of the same tax will be allocated to the Tuberculosis Fight Fund, depending on the needs of the service. Currently, the regulation states that 10.5% of the total collected in the excise tax on the consumption of liquors will go to the fund for retirees and pensioners, and up to 3% of the same tax will go to the fund for the tuberculosis fight, depending on the needs of the service. It also indicates that the selective tax referred to in this law will be 0.055 of a dollar for each alcoholic degree contained in each litre of rectified alcohol, cane brandy, whiskey or gin or domestic or imported production. Said tax is currently 0.035 of a dollar. On the same way, it is contemplated to increase from 20% to 30% the contribution product of the yield or the selective tax on the consumption of wines in favour of the Social Security Fund. The discharge and anti-corruption prosecutor reported on Wednesday that it was able to confirm the sentence of 6 years in prison for the former minister Guillermo Ferrofino and his wife Milena Vallarino de Ferrofino for the crime of unjustified enrichment. On February the 22nd of 2022, the Third Settlement Court for Criminal Cases issued the sentence, but it was appealed. Now, according to the prosecution, the spouses could not justify assets that amount to $2,288,000. In the trial held in December of 2021, at that time, the prosecution presented evidence collected in the investigation initiated as a result of an audit report from 2014, which revealed that Ferrofino could not justify certain assets acquired during his management as minister in the era of Riccardo Martinelli. The comptroller's audit revealed that in his 5 years in office, Ferrofino obtained income for the sum of $1,126,884, but his expenses, acquired assets and bank accounts reached the sum of $3,414,180, therefore could not justify an amount of $2,288,000. That's it. There we go. There's our look. Those are some of the things here in the local news in the Republic of Panama, and all put together for you here on this morning's programme.